I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A conservative Republican has once again blocked efforts by House leaders to speed a $19 billion disaster aid bill to President Trump's desk. Yesterday, Kentucky Representative Thomas Massey objected to a request by Georgia Democrat Sanford Bishop to pass the bill under special procedures requiring unanimous agreement among all lawmakers. Bishop's district, which is largely based in Middle Georgia, was slammed by Hurricane Michael last year. The Senate passed the $19 billion relief package last week, but GOP Representative Chip Roy blocked the bill from passing quickly through the House. The House will be in recess until next week when a full vote could take place. Well, as the fallout around Georgia's controversial abortion bill continues, streaming giant Netflix says it will help fight the law. In a statement, Chief Content Officer Ted Sarandos says his company will, quote, rethink our entire investment in Georgia. Thanks to generous state tax credits, film and television production companies bring in billions of dollars in business to the state. Georgia's bill goes into effect on January 1st. It bans virtually all abortions in Georgia, except in the case of rape and incest. Well, the Georgia Ports Authority has elected a new chairman. Augusta Construction Company executive William D. McKnight will begin a one-year term on July 1st. He was appointed to the Georgia Ports Authority board more than 6 years ago by then-Governor Nathan Deal. As chairman, McKnight will oversee the Georgia Ports Authority and the team that manages day-to-day operations. With projects to expand the port's ship, container, rail, and truck capacity well underway, McKnight says he'll focus on improving their competitive edge.
We're starting a service to Chicago with CSX this week. So a box that's delivered to our yard will be delivered to the CSX yard, and then 3 days later it'll be in Chicago. And that's kind of unheard of. If you're going through New York, it's going to take you 40 days. So we are continuing to strive and make us more competitive.
Port operations, together with related private sector companies, generate more than $84 billion in revenue annually. Governor Brian Kemp has appointed three people to an agency that oversees public higher education in Georgia. Yesterday, Kemp named Carvel Lewis, Artesius Miller, and Lisa Winton to the Technical College System of Georgia Board of Directors. Lewis is the board chairman of the Unified Government of Georgetown, Quitman County. Miller teaches at Morehouse College and is superintendent of a charter school in Ellenwood. Winton co-owns a Gwinnett County business and has been active in STEM education and workforce development. Well, there will be no horse-drawn tours in Savannah today because of the heat. Savannah requires monitoring of horses' health when the temperature hits 85 degrees. At 95 degrees, horses are no longer allowed on city streets. Today's forecast calls for a high of 98 degrees in Savannah with heat index values as high as 101. And in sports, Atlanta United isn't the only professional soccer team in Georgia, and they're not all in Atlanta. And there are women's soccer teams. You can learn more about Georgia's soccer this afternoon during All Things Considered. GPB's Ricky Bevington will be broadcasting live from the Atlanta United tailgate in the Gulch near Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Listen this afternoon from 4 till 7 on GPB. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.